Inflation concerns linger, but U.S. consumers seem resilient. It's the Business News Headlines for Thursday. Thanks, as always, for being with us again today. In other business headline news, first-time unemployment numbers fall yet again. One economist thinks the semiconductor chip shortage will soon be behind us. President Biden's poll numbers plunge. Speaking of numbers, KFC wants you to stop using their drive-thru? Is that right? We've got another job walk-off story, this time at a gas station. UAW workers end their strike against John Deere. CVS is closing some drugstores. Will there be a Fed chair shuffle? We've got the Wall Street Report, and Apple once again delays returning to the office to work. Those stories, and for the interview, you'll meet author Rochelle Chase and her books about a black utopia of Buxton, Iowa. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. And by the way, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the large story on Wall Street continues to be concern about inflation. Yet, U.S. consumers are showing signs of great resiliency in the face of higher prices. Retail trade numbers continue to impress even the skeptics. And on Thursday, we received even more positive news as Macy's and Kohl's joined Target and Walmart in breaking through quarterly earnings that beat expectations. The American consumer to this point does not seem to be living in fear of the higher cost of living, at least to this point. We still have weeks ahead of us in the fourth quarter. Another bit of good news comes from the unemployment numbers that shrank once again. The Labor Department is reporting that first-time claims for unemployment benefits edged down to 268,000 last week. That's suggesting the world's largest economy is generating jobs, even in the face of multi-year high inflation. The seventh straight decline was a bit higher than forecast by economists, who pegged the number at 260,000 claims. In addition, continuing claims, which count Americans applying for further unemployment insurance, dipped to 2.08 million. That is the lowest level since COVID-19 lockdowns began in March of 2020. Yet all of that good news was not enough for Wall Street as the major indexes closed mixed. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. Economists are predicting that the tech-heavy NASDAQ will continue to surge well into 2022. The reason? Semiconductor chip manufacturing will bounce back to normal, and the automobile and electronic sectors will bounce up with it. Business Insider is reporting that Webbush's Daniel Ives said that 2022 should be a favorable year for the tech-heavy NASDAQ as it looks to extend its year-to-date gains of nearly 30%. Ives thinks an easing of the semiconductor shortage in the first half of next year should help improve the fundamental demand story behind tech companies and quell investor concerns about high valuations. Emerging growth from the cloud, cybersecurity, 5G, and the metaverse should also sustain bullish investor sentiment toward the tech space. Now you know. According to the new Quinnipiac poll, President Biden's poll numbers have slipped to the lowest of his yet young presidency. Newsweek is reporting the survey found just 36% of Americans approve of Biden's job performance, while 53% of respondents disapproved of the president's performance. It's the lowest rating he's received in a Quinnipiac national poll so far. Biden's new low comes as most Americans disliked his handling of key issues like the coronavirus pandemic, the economy, foreign policy, and climate change. According to the Polling Institute, Biden received his lowest marks in all four areas this week. Half of U.S. adults surveyed say they disapproved of Biden's response to COVID-19, while just 45% approved. His approval rating on the situation dropped 3 percentage points since mid-October. Just 45% of respondents think the pandemic in the United States is getting better. As long as we're talking about lousy numbers, KFC has some to share. Cheapism is reporting that, according to a survey by the chicken chain, waits have increased 20 seconds this year, and they're averaging 6 minutes and 30 seconds where? In the drive-thru lane. So what's the KFC solution? Well, the company wants you to skip the drive-thru and use its quick pickup service instead. With quick pickup, customers order food on the KFC app or website, park in a dedicated spot at the restaurant, and run in to grab their food off a shelf inside. To be sure, this is not a new concept, although it has been mostly a concept that's been limited to fast casual restaurants like Chipotle. However, other fast food titans like McDonald's, Burger King, and Popeyes also have plans for similar pickup options in the works. So too does Papa John's for pizza. Now, to motivate diners to get out of their cars, KFC is offering its customers free large fries with a $5 purchase through December 27, as long as they grab them using quick pickup. So what is it with consumers anyway? We've got yet another story about workers walking off the job, frustrated by irate and irritable customers. Business Insider is reporting that a Pennsylvania gas station briefly closed this week after its only employee at the time walked off. The worker left a note saying customers treat our employees horribly, according to a local TV news station. The worker walked off at about 6 a.m., leaving behind a note that said, quote, "Closed because the people of Moon Township treat our employees horribly, and they ran off the staff," end quote. Finding workers is tough enough, and many frontline employees from convenience stores to restaurants to hotels have had it. They're moving on. A record 4.4 million Americans quit their jobs in September, according to the most recent jobs opening, layoffs, and turnover survey released from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, with leisure and hospitality workers quitting at more than twice the average national rate. Speaking of workers, UAW members have ended their five-week-long strike against John Deere and voted to ratify the latest contract agreement. About 61% of voters approved the agreement, which boosts hourly wages by 10% and increases retirement benefits. The company will also maintain its health insurance program, in which workers do not pay premiums. The 10,000-plus Deere workers in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas had rejected two previous contracts, setting off the first strike against the company since 1986. Drugstore chain CVS has announced it will be closing 900 of its stores over the next 3 years due to changing customer buying patterns. CNN is reporting that the drugstore chain said that the closures will result in a retail presence that ensures it has, quote, "the right kind of stores in the right locations for consumers and for the business," end quote. A list of locations shutting down, which will happen beginning next spring, was not immediately released. The closures are part of a broader realignment of the retail strategy of its roughly 10,000 locations for CVS. That includes remodeling some stores to include more health services, such as primary care, and an enhanced version of its health hub layout. Wall Street is in waiting to see what happens to Fed Chair Jerome Powell. The word on the street is that nobody really knows if President Biden will retain Powell or replace him with the leading candidate, Laurel Brainard. The most striking difference between the two is that Powell is a lawyer while Brainard is an economist. We'll wait and see. Wall Street closed the day mixed, with the Dow falling by 60 points to 35,870, while the NASDAQ gained 72 points to end the trade at 15,993. S&P 500 picked up 15 points to close at 4704. Both the S&P and the NASDAQ closed today at records. Investors focused on upbeat retail and technology earnings, which outweighed worries about the Fed and inflation. The Dow continued to be the laggard of the three and hit its third decline of the week as Cisco Systems weighed on the blue chips. And finally, there is this. Apple has again pushed back the date for employees to return to the office, announcing its hybrid work plan would begin in February for U.S. offices and many other global locations. The company, which earlier had planned for a January return to the office and before that a September return, said that for the first month, employees would be asked to come in 1 or 2 days a week. The majority would then be expected in the office on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. The plan represents a relaxation of the company's pre-pandemic opposition to work from home, but it's still more strict than policies adopted by many other big tech peers. All right, stay with us, because coming up next, for the interview, it's Rochelle Chase. She's a romance writer turned historian who is in to talk about the one-time black utopia town of Buxton, Iowa. How it started, why it existed, and the lesson it might teach us all today. Stay with us. It's just a click away.